And today's Daf is Daf Lamed Aleph, and last year we ended by discussing the problem of being where the kohanim are what's called mesein begranot or begranot, where if the kohen ends up assisting and helping in the goren, the threshing floor, in order to get his trumas and maasros, that creates a chilul, lo echel kodesh ben Israel. And then it says, this is where we got up to, that v'amakom mevi aleim shalosh puraniyot. If that becomes the practice, that the kohanim end up have to, if you like, pay for or in other words, give the impression that the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash is not enough to make them worthy for the trumas, the trumot, and levi masrot. Then three types of poroniot that also result in the chilul of the kodesh. Hadir tiv lechem biglalchem, because of you, Tzion sadeh techerash, Tzion will be plowed through. Yerushalayim iyim tihiyeh, iyim is like will be in rubble, right? Vahar habayit the bamot yaar, like stumps in the forest. So it seems to be very like destroyed. All this destruction. So now the Gemara goes, "Matnina pligal Rabbi Yochanan." Why? So let's just remember Shir Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that you cannot make kadesh with, you cannot make do. Sorry, the point of Rabbi Yochanan was saying is a tovana is not considered mammon, and by extension, therefore, if it's not considered mammon, you wouldn't be able to make kadesh with trumas and maasros. The Gemara now says that Uga Mishnah says otherwise. This is milim with Rabbi Yochanan. This is a mekadesh b'trumat u'maasrot. Meaning, even if an Israel does Kiddushin with Truma, Kiddushin would work. Implying that the assumption is this is Trumas and Maasros separated, and what monetary value is there in it? Well, would be Tovata Anah. That seems to go against what we said where Rabbi Yochanan's position was. So the Gemara is very simple. It can be possible that there's Truma that absolutely belongs to an Israel, it's his mammon. How so? I thought you have to separate Trumas Maasros and give it a Kohen. The answer is as follows. Patal b'trumas shenaflo mishel avi imo, Kohen. It's possible you have an Israel whose mother was a Bat Kohen and married to an Israel. That's why he's an Israel. But the grandfather was Niftar and left some Trumot as part of the Yerusha. This Israel is Yorish that Truma. He can't eat it, but it's absolutely his property. He can sell it 100% to an Israel. So, you know, when the Mishnah says Afilu Israel can do Kiddushin with Truma, we're not referring to Truma that he separates from his Tevel. No, we're referring to this Truma that is his and absolutely his because he inherited this Truma. That's what I must be talking about. Okay, with that, we say Hadranach Perek Ha'ish Mekadesh, Hadranach Perek Ha'ish Mekadesh, Hadranach Perek Ha'ish Mekadesh. So, let's begin the next Perek now. This is the third Perek.
One quick question.
Sure.
What about if the woman is a Kohanis? So she can he's Mekadesh, so she can eat it. Is she still in her father's house? Right? And she's accepting that as instead of a ring.
Okay,
Theoretically, until she's not in his house, she
but she
should be
still
able to
can't eat it.
eat.
She wouldn't be able to eat the truma. You're right. She wouldn't be able to eat the truma. But just as this Israel, it was his property, the one he inherited, he could sell it to a kohen. I mean, it wouldn't make
I
much
know.
money out of it. So to she, it's her property. She can sell it. She can't eat it, but she can sell it. So it has a monetary value. Okay, that's why it would still work. Okay, she doesn't have to be able to eat it. Right, you
All
can
right.
kadosh with a ring. She doesn't have to eat the ring. Right, so fine, set it. This is the next perek, perek shlishi. Someone says to his friend, well, he thought he's his friend, says, "Go do kiddushin to this woman." And this friend goes and meets and thinks, "Wow, she's fantastic," and does kiddushin for himself. We say mikudeshet l'sheini. Okay, then. We'll see the expression we'll bring in a minute before this and what the Mishnah, what the Gemara assesses the nature of such a person, but it worked. If say, says, "You mekadesh to me, but the Kiddushin will be chal in 30 days' time." Well, Ba'acher and somebody else slips in and within 30 day period, and the kid shall betoch 30 yom is mekadesh the second person. Because the Kiddushin for the first person wasn't chal yet, it was only chal in 30 days' time. So, l'sheni. Similarly, Bat Yisrael HaKohen Tochal B'Trumah. We'll see what the Gemara does with this when we get there. And Ma'achshav Ulachar Shloshim Yom will Ba'acher wait for from now until after 30 days. So what's that mean? Now and after 30 days. Ba'acher V'Kidshah B'Toch Shloshim Yom. Mekudeshet V'Einu Mekudeshet. That situation, we're not, it's a bit of a suffix whether she's Mekudeshet from now or Mekudeshet after 30 days. And therefore, she would be mekudesh, if you like, to both these individuals. So again, the case is Reuven says you mekudesh leave from now and after 30 days. Shimon in the 30-day period after, let's say on day 10, touches the kiddushin. It's a suffix who she's mekudeshet, and she can't be with either of them, and well, one of them has to give a get, or one or both. Okay. And Bakohen Israel and Lota Chalbatruma during that period, because it might not be a kiddushin. Okay, so we'll discuss this. It's interesting. If you have a look here, the Korban Eda, I just noticed this now. He has a different the girsa that we have in the Mishnah. Exactly, he says Bat Israel a Kohen lo tachal b'truma shem in a kedushin, or Bat Kohen Israel also must be nami. Oh, not Namela, nami lo. That's what it should say. Nami lo tachal b'truma veda shem ahavu kedushin. Maybe is kedushin v'zar posel b'kedushin at Bat Kohen mina truma. Sorry, I just saw that now. Okay, beseder. Let's look at the Gemara. Ha'omer l'chaver otzev kedesh liisha ploni. The Gemara says, Tani hareza riz v'niskar, v'nikneh mekach, ela shenag. So this is what happened. This is the case of the Mishnah, where he says, I'd like you to go and betroth this woman for me. The individual, this is now Shimon, goes and he says, wow, she's fantastic, he does kiddushin. We say he's zariz v'niskar. Okay, now what does this actually mean? So I'll show you the Korban Eda, because there's two expressions here. This is really important. He says, this Shimon doesn't have a wife and children. Laken zariz, what's zariz? Zariz implies that he didn't do an isura and he's done a mitzvah peruvul. Okay, v'niskar. So he understands when you have zariz and niskar, there's two different things that are being implied. Zariz means he's done a mitzvah, and Niskar means he's profited. He ends up profiting from the venture, meaning now he's got a wife who's able to attend to him, and they'll be happily married forever after, presumably. Ella, but what nagag mina remote? However, it says afle tadin, meaning ken haomer l'chaver otzev kadesh li mekach ploni v'alach v'lakach la'etzmarei zarez v'niskar. Now this is fantastic. Have a look at the Korban Eda here. Now he says, so it's not just for Ryan Kiddushin, Ella also Dine Mamanas. Now, what's a Lashon Dine Mamanas of Zariz and Niskar? This is what I think is really beautiful in the Korban Eda. If you have a look, Zariz and Niskar, we said by Isha Zariz means the mitzvah, Niskar means he profited. If it's a case of a Dine Mamanas, it will be the case. It says, what's Zariz? Shuhu Osek Bederech Eretz, O Mitzvahi. What's zariz? Because you did a business transaction, and that's a mitzvah to do business, to get involved in business. The niskar, and he also profited with the money. Okay, that's the way the Gemara explains it here. Okay, fine. Now the Gemara says, Reb Zera meikalohun dechami, meikals in klala, not lenient. Meikalohun dechami lechavrei zabim zvina umalelele eloye. Now this is an interesting case. Read the Korban Eda, says, Mekalel, he would curse people that he could see his friend going to buy something. Lekach davar min hashuk. Umeker asher shar v'omer she'arbeh b'schar. And what he does is he tries to do things that will inflate the price. Okay, and we talk kach, what's going to happen? The friend's now going to have to pay an inflated amount. Either maybe he tries to, bid when he's not interested or something, and then it ends up, inflating the price. He would curse an individual for doing that. Your friend is about to buy something and you get involved and make the price even higher. Not good. Amar Rav Avon b'shem Rav Zira, af lo se alav chavila. Now what's a chavila? I read the Korban Eda, it says, she oseh kesher im shara mochrim. You make sounds like a racket or a cartel of some sort. Shalolim kol le'ish ploni, don't sell to these individuals, chafetzim atzrichim that he needs, ela keshara yoker. We're going to arrange it in a way that we can inflate prices so that beyond what the market value is, to the detriment of another person. Also, he would apply a curse to such individuals. Rabban and Kurim Elave, Lamas Mira'eu Chesed, he withholds from his friend Chesed, kindness. Virat Shaka Yazov, and he's forsaken the Yirav Hashem when he does such things. Okay. Yamara says, Lo Huchsaka Shileach Ba'edim. Now, this is an interesting one. We're dealing again with a person, Reuven sent Shimon to go Mekadesh a woman. The first, we're going to differentiate between two different cases. One where Reuven made Shimon his shaliach be'edim or not be'edim. The first case, it wasn't done be'edim. Lo achzok ha'shaliach be'edim. When they get there, he does again. Hu omer la'atzmi kidashti. He says, I was betrothing it for me. V'hi omeret, no. L'rishon, I accepted it for the other guy. Hasheni ko omer li isha kidyashtich, vihi omer lo kidyashtani, vihi ko omer lirishon kidyashtani, vihu omer lo kidyashtich. In that situation, it's like a case where a person says, I married you, and she denies it. Or with their Mishnayot like this, if you recall, where she says, you married my daughter, not me, and etc. Or I married your somebody else. So in that situation, by his own admission, by saying, I married you, then he would not be able to marry any of her relatives, even though she denies it. That's the point here. By her saying, no, you didn't marry me, I married your Meshaleach. Therefore, she would be asked to marry any of his relatives. Okay, that's what the case is. Something like a bit of like a sort of suffix situation. Read the commentary to make it clear. It says, it says, Hashem, Vieshkan, one second. Yes. Hu ma shliach omer she lo beshat kidushin la atshlat maki mekatsha vi she omer lo shon shachu li kashti vi yesh kan eidim she ru kidushin, everyone saw the kidushin, but the eidim didn't know ein zochin mi kidnit kacha. We saw the kidushin occur, but we can't remember what the details were. The asheni min the shliach hu ko omer, it's like a mer, it's as if he says li kidash li shaki de shtecha betrothed you vi omer, she denies it. And Tan Papirkin will learn later on in the Mishnayos that shehu asu b'krovateis, he can't marry even her relatives, he moter b'krovat, but she can marry his relatives because she denies having any relationship. So and viko merit nanatam he asura b'krovat u moter b'krovat, like I explained. Fine. Now what happens? He says amra eni yodat, I just don't know. Interesting thing. Eni yodat lamin nikatsha, I don't remember if it's meshaleach or the shaliach. The chazake is to the sheni. Why? Now the point is the kivan shalon naaseh shaliach ba'edim. This is really important. Af al pisha amar la shehu shlucho shel ploni. Despite the fact he may have said at the time I'm the shaliach, Shimon says I'm the shaliach of Reuven. Mikol makom lom samcha daita. She wouldn't rely on that. Misamcha arishon she'ein kan she'eno kan. He's not here. V'stam al sheni. So it's very important what we're saying here. Meaning this person comes says I'm a shaliach of Reuven. The problem is it wasn't done in front of Edim. So she's not going to rely on it. Why? Because at a later date, Shimon can say, he could deny it. There's no, his shlichut isn't so concrete that it's irrefutable. So therefore, she's not really going to be so much on the, and if there's a question, she doesn't remember who it was, it's far more likely she's going to be mekudesha to the person who's standing in front of her than this, let's call it a sketchy shlichut, a shlichut that is not so concrete. Okay, that's what it's saying. So let's go through the case again. If they dispute who it is, everyone rests with Machmir in the sense that she's also his relatives and he's also to her. So she's also to the Rishon's relatives and he is also, I mean, the Shaliach is also to her relatives. If I says any Odea, it's a strong assumption that she would have been Somech on what is clear and present and not some sketchy Shlichut. However, let's continue. Huchsach HaShaliach Be'edim. Let's say the Shlichut of Shimon was done in front of Edim. That's a different situation. If he says it was for me, and she says no, Lerishon, Chazaka Lerishon in that situation, it was done in a concrete way, and she's somech, it says according to Erev Shamcha al Shlichut, she's completely relies on the Shlichut, Hilchach Harishon Asur Bekrovel Sheharei Naase Bishlichut Eidim. Okay, so therefore it was done Bishlichut, even the Rishon would be Asur to her relatives, it's assumed that the Kiddushin was done properly. And I think it's also based on the concept that we say a chazaka shlichot ase shlichuto. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, but more importantly, since it was a concrete shlichot, she was somech on the shlichot, so we say clearly, he could say what he likes, but if she says she's mekudesh rishon, it's a rishon. However, amra eni yodat, she doesn't know. Shnei not ninget, she's it's a suffix to both of them, therefore the both of them have to give a get. Because now in this situation, since it's a concrete shlichot, and there's someone in front, we don't know what she would have necessarily been relying on if she says, look, I just don't know. So in that situation, we say that, okay, safek kiddushin to both. V'im ratzu echad noten get v'achad kones. But if one wants to divorce and wants to marry, they can go ahead and do so. Okay, fine. The Mara says, l'fichad im met hasheni betoch shloshim yom o girsha chalo la kiddushin rishon lachar shloshim yom. Now, this is an interesting case. So what we're saying now, what the case of the Mishnah was, Reuven says, you'll make it back. It's a different case in the Mishnah. So Reuven says, you'll make kiddushin to me in 30 days' time. Shimon comes along and does kiddushin on day 10. What's the din? Mekudeshet l'sheni. She's mekudeshet l'shimon. What happens if she does it and then Shimon dies on day 20? So she's single by the time the 30-day time expires. What we say, we say, Rishon. Despite the fact there was some sort of episode in between with Shimon, doesn't matter. Shimon's no longer present. She's single by the time the 30-day period expires, and now she's Mikudeshet the Rishon. Okay, which is interesting because it's important to understand this svara. We'll bring this up later. Is that she
Has she
ends
be
up.
pregnant?
Sorry?
Can she be pregnant? Doesn't she have to wait?
She might have to wait, but the Kiddushin is Chal still. She might not be able to actually marry him and do Nisuin, but she's Mikudeshet to him. Okay?
Okay, I understand what you say. Okay.
Right, in other words, it's not Nisua, it's Mikudeshet, based on the
Well,
Tanakh.
what we would say today, betrothed to him or something like that, it's a special expression for it in English, no?
Sorry?
She's betrothed to him or something that
There's lots of cases like this, I think we saw in the past, that we don't want the blood to be Safik Shiva, Safik Tisha, right? And there's a lot of things we do.
right.
I think that's what you're referring to. But here, she's Mikudesh Midin Torah. The Tanai, when the Tanai,
Oh,
when
I
the
see.
time Tanai to
Yeah,
be Chalash in
got it.
Mikudesh. Now, do we say to her, look, better hold off from actually doing Nisuin for a while? Probably. Absolutely. So you now have that Safik. Okay. Right. Met, if however, Shimon died after 30 days, then, or Velo Giresh, or and he didn't divorce her, if you like, in the 30-day period. Then, when the 30-day period expired, she was still mikudeshet l'Shimon to this sheni. So, therefore, lo chalo ala kiddushin rishon. Then the tnai wasn't be able to be fulfilled at that 30-day expiry date. Gemara says, Hada Tanik says, Rabbi Chiya says, Kol tnai shenitkayem af al pi shebatel lachar mikena reza mikudeshet. However, v'chol tnai shebatel b'shak kiddushin af al pi shemitkayem lachar mikena mikudeshet, which is basically what we've been saying as well. You know, it depends. Can the Tanai be Chal at the time when the Kiddushin is meant to be Chal? Can it work? If it can, great, she's Mekudeshet. If the Tanai won't be fulfilled because she's already Mekudeshet to somebody else at that 30-day time when the Kiddushin is meant to be Chal, then it's not going to be Chal to Rishon. Okay, that's why it depends when the Shimon dies. Now, Rabbi Vaal says, Shibim Yochanan, you can have the same thing in the world of Kodshim. How? The Gemara is going to dispute this, but it says, Hareze let's say someone says, this animal, I want it to be a korban ola in 30 days' time. Umachara, and he sells it, but toch shloshim, he sells it in the very time. Hareze mechura, it's sold. Or vehekdesh, hekdesh, let's say he's makdesh it to be a shlamim, it would be hekdesh. Why? Because again, when the 30-day time expires, either it's owned by somebody else and you can't make other time what's korban, or it is like it's in the, it's already got Kedushat Shlamim. Okay, Chazav alechav b'toch 30. Let's say he turned around and bought it back within the 30-day period. So in other words, he said this animal is going to be online in 30 days' time. He sold it to someone and bought it back on day 28. Then we say it says olah. Then once the 30-day period expires, well, it's his, isn't it? So therefore, it's an olah. However, if you bought it back, so that seems to be mamash beautifully exactly in line with the case of Kiddushin. That's why we're saying the same thing. It depends when it's Chal, and if you buy it back in the infinite period, then it will still be Chal. The original Tanai was really in place. However, the Gemara says, Lo damya ola le'isha. He says, no, the case of ola is different to an isha. Why? Now, there's two ways, if you like to understand the way the Korban Eda and the Pnei Moshe explain it. I'll explain it now here. It says, "De'amir le'gvoa chamira," that the amir le'gvoa is chamur such that dave k'mesira lehedyot. It's as if it's already been handed over. Therefore, v'chashvinan. Therefore, we consider kozochem me'ata. Therefore, it's considered as if even if you said I want this to be online in 30 days' time, it's already considered as if it's already in the property of Hekdesh. That's what it sounds like Korban Eda explains it. But you're just allowing it the shearings and the offspring to still be chulin. So that's what's being held back. But it's still enough to be considered the property of Hekdesh. Therefore, if you tried to sell it within 30, in that 30-day period, you wouldn't be able to. Because it's almost like there's a lien or mashru kazeh that is like already in the property of Hekesh. That's why the Korban explains it. And it's so interesting in the art scroll, and I think this works in the continuation of the Gemara a little better. He quotes Ecclesiastes Yaakov that has a different take on it. He says the whole difference between Ola and Isha is exactly this case where he buys it back in the intervening period. Meaning, we said if it's if. Reuben says, you give it to a woman, you Mekudesh it to me in 30 days' time. And then what happens? Shimon ends up marrying and then he dies. and she's single by the time the 30-day period expires, well, she'd be mekudeshet l'rishon. Why? Because we say the isha is oto isha. She's chozer le, she goes back to original state of who she was. And therefore, it's the same woman, same tnai. She had a little excursion in between, therefore mekudesh after 30 days. However, it doesn't work that way with this animal. When you buy the animal back, it's not like you've got back your original animal. So therefore, if you when you buy it back, he's saying that it's, then it wouldn't be, it doesn't chozer le matzav arishon. And therefore, even if you buy it back, it wouldn't be a olah in the 30 day in a 30 at the end of the 30 day time. That's what the Kilas Yaakov says is the difference between hekdesh and isha, which is interesting. The Korban Eidas pshat, it's almost like hekdesh is more chamur, where according to Kilas Yaakov's pshat, the what the Gemara is pointing out, it actually ends up being more meikil because when you buy this animal back, it's not like the same animal. It's not it, and with the isha, she goes back to Rishut Atzma, it's the same woman, but this animal when it changes hands between people. Then it's not considered like the original same animal. Okay, fine. Now the reason why I say it works nice because the Gemara says finds looks for cases where they share similar laws. So it's haso. So Amar Rav Chiya bar Ada Tiftar. Let's have a look. What you can explain where it would work. In other words, so Ma Dami Isha Lola. When is an Isha like an Ola? Meaning like an Ola, just to make it clear that even if it's if you like, purchased back in inverted commas, it's the Tanai still wouldn't be able to be chal. The kedushin would be able to be chal. That would be Amar Rav Chiya bar Ada tiftar shemet hasheni v'havalei ach. Let's say the second Shimon died and he no children had a brother. Mekayvan she's kukali yibum since she's still quiet, it requires yibum now. Lo chaladei kedushin arishon, which is interesting. Meaning, let's explain it. Because she requires Yibum, even though she's no longer married to Sheni, that Yibum is blocking the Rishon's Kiddushin for Michal, the 30-day period. Now, the way to explain that, the Korban explains it here on the Daf, is that is because Kiddushin is in Chal for a woman who requires Yibum. But that's a debatable point. So that's why it's very interesting. The Share Korban in the back explains as follows. He says, here, he says, Nearly. Is a different shot. He says, "Ela mishum dekevan de techazin and shekabla kiddushim ma'asheni vechazra kiddushim rishon." Since she was makabla the kiddushim of the sheni and doesn't seem to be happy with the rishon, after gavda lo chazra gmurahi mikoma kima calls man shemak matzah makom shu kiddush sheni kayamim ein chalim kiddushim rishon. In other words, it seems to be that. The fact that she accepted the Kiddushin Sheni means it's some sort of chazara, some sort of retraction of Kiddusha Rishon. However, since, and that would be the case as long as there is no remnant of Kiddusha Sheni. Now, since she's a Yavama to Sheni, that would be a remnant still, that would mean, even though we're saying Kiddushin Chal on Yavama, says no. Because there's still a remnant of Kiddush HaSheni in the fact that she's a Yevamah for Kiddush HaSheni, we say that that is now, that is, it prevents, it's still the Chazara is in place which prevents for Kiddush HaRishon from being Chal. It's a beautiful piece that, I think. Anyway, Beseder, let's go back to the Gemara. Umay dami ola le'isha, when we see an ola is like an isha, it says, Amrav Matnaya, tiftar shekidisha lebala mum kavua. In other words, when you see an ola, the dinim of an ola or hekdesh would be like an isha. That's when he's makdish a korban that is a balat mum. He says this korban, this animal which is a balat mum, will have the kedushat of an ola in 30 days. Now the difference is because it's a balat mum, it's what effectively kedushat damim, and if it's kedushat damim, it's purely monetary, and therefore that's why it would have the same din. Okay, that's the way here the korban explains it. Now, Rav Bun Bar Chiya Bai Kamei Rav Zira. He asked on Rav Zira. Now, Zira, Rav Zira, if you remember, before Rav Zira, so get him in a minute, sorry. Taman Atomer Amrit Lagova Kamisir Lahir, Dodam Vahakatamar Hachin. So here, the Korban Eder says, Hachatamar Hachin, meaning, Deim Machra Toch Shloshim Yomi It's Mechura, Vahad Amar Amara B'Shem Rav Yochanan Huda Parech. So if you have to go to Rav Yochanan, if you remember, says, Rav says, "Hareya zu ala lachar shloshim yom, umachra patoch shloshim et mechura." Okay, so meaning I want this to be on the line 30 days, and I sell it to somebody else. It works. But he says, you've got a problem. You said, now this seems to really fit with the Korban Eitav we said just before, that simply declaring I want to give it to Hekdesh makes the property of Hekdesh. So how then can I sell it in the intervening period? That's effectively the question. So the answer is a very simple one. Amar Taman ba'omer mikvar baram hacha ba'omer lachar 30 yom. It says, when do we say amirati legvoa kemesirati lehedyot? That is when you're going to be saying from now, I want this to be hekdesh from now, that the simple amir is already transferred property. However, the whole Keter Rabbi Yochanan, where he was saying that if he says I want this to be online 30 days and he sells in intervening period, the sale would work. That's when it's only going to be chalad 30 days. Okay, fine, as you expect from the flow of the sugya. Let's continue. Rabbi Yochanan says, "B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, hareze ola shloshim yom, that this is an ola only for 30 days and 30 days only. Kol shloshimah reza, for 30 days it is an ola. Lachar shloshim yom, after 30 days, he hasn't offered it. Yatzal chulim ma'aleha. It's interesting. The ktushat haguf paka bichti." The almost like the Kedushat Olah would disappear. So you could say this particular animal is an Olah for 30 days, and after that time expires, it's no longer an Olah, it's a completely regular animal. The Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, Milata Mahi, what's a din of Me'ilah? Let's say someone uses this animal for his own purposes in this 30-day period, has he over this from Me'ilah? So Rabbi Yochanan says, Me'ilata Brura, it's absolutely a Me'ilah. Okay, why? Because it says it has a full Kedusha of Olah during that period. However, Irav Hila Treun Amrim no Mi'ilat HaSafek. Now, Mi'ilat HaSafek is an interesting position. I'll read the Korban Eitav. It says, She'im lo kruvod, if he didn't offer in the 30-day period, Igla milta l'mafreya d'lo havien ola'a ve'eim atam mi'ilah. In other words, what's interesting here, according to the other way of understanding Rabbi Zeira, it's not that it's a full Olah for 30 days and then the Kedusha just disappears. No, it's just like saying this is an Olah, if you like, al tnai, that it's going to be offered during the 30-day period. And if it's not, then it's going to be back to chulit. So therefore, if it wasn't offered during that 30-day period, igla milta l'mafreya retroactive, we understand this was never an olah. So therefore, if someone is going to use it for their own purposes in the 30-day period, it's milata safek, which sort of a bit suspended. It's a safek whether really the issue of isur of mi'ilah was actually violated. Okay, beseder, we'll stop here. Kolta, have a good day.
Does it have to do with Breira?
Yeah, well, it sounds like, I don't even think it's Breira. The way he sounds, Igla Milta Mafreya, that it wasn't, means it sounds, seems to be that it's almost like, I mean, that's why I explained it using the principle Al Tanai. This is Haktushat Ola Al Tanai, it's offered in 30 days. That's what I think I had, so therefore, it was never, it sounds like it was never, pardon me, it was never really Hekdesh. Breira is different. Breira is one of these two animals that are assigned in a future time will be Hekdesh, right? And then, we're mevareh based on a future incident. This, I think it's more of a tonight. It sounds like more of a tonight.
Also, because if he wouldn't have used it, then it would have been me. Then it would have, sorry, then it would have been there.
Chulin. That's what the Korbanator says. That's what Korbanator says. Yeah. All right.
Go ahead.
Concept.